Proclamation number 7767, dated the December 9th, 1960. Fulfillment of divine promises. Truth. You are guided into truth by my spirit. Since I spoke these words to you humans myself, it must therefore be possible for you to live in truth, and thus you cannot say, no one knows what and where the truth is. You just have to seriously think about the problem of how you can arrive at the truth. A truth exists which is irrefutable, which comes forth from me as the eternal truth itself and which will never change. And you have to approach this primary source of truth yourselves by wanting to get hold of the truth from its origin, from me myself. I know everything, I know all correlations, nothing is concealed from me, and I also want you, as my living creations, to know everything. I want you to become as illuminated as I am. I want you to know where you came from and the goal you ought to reach. Your fellow human beings, however, are unable to inform you of this unless they have received this knowledge from me. However, many people claim to be knowledgeable and also try to convince their fellow human beings of what they have acquired through intellectual study. But their intellectual conclusions do not correspond to the truth as long as they have not approached me directly for enlightenment of their thoughts, as long as they have only applied their intellect. And then the justifiable objection can be raised, no human being knows what and where the truth is. But God knows, and therefore also the person to whom God imparts the truth. And I have told you that my spirit will guide you into truth, and my word is and will remain truth. But far too little attention is paid to this word of mine. The great promise I thereby gave to humanity is not being recognized. For they have no interest whatsoever to be instructed in the truth, but unreservedly accept everything as truth that is presented to them by their fellow human beings, or they reject all credibility of it. And that signifies a major spiritual decline. For every person must possess spiritual knowledge, and therefore everyone should want to have the right spiritual knowledge. This determination alone will take him closer to the truth, for I will not let a person live in darkness if he desires to become enlightened. I will intervene myself and direct his thoughts such that he will start to search and take the path to the right source. I myself will offer the truth to him, if not directly then through my messengers, which he then will also recognize as my messengers, for I only require the desire for truth in order to be able to distribute it, because I want people to live in the truth. Because I want them to be instructed through my spirit, if only they are of good will. But then a person will no longer doubt the truth of what is imparted to him by my spirit, and he will also remember my words. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Single quote. Hence you also have a criterion insofar as that you will hear the same words from me through the Spirit which I spoke to people when I lived on earth. And thereby you can recognize who speaks to you and then also believe with conviction that it is I myself who makes his promise come true, who instructs you through his Spirit. And it will remind you of many a word I spoke to people myself. And then you should also seriously consider every one of my words, because they are God's words which will never pass away, even if heaven and earth shall pass away. And if you thus believe these words of mine unreservedly, then you will penetrate the truth ever deeper, for then you will live accordingly, and you will experience the effect that you are not just hearers but doers of my word. You will experience the effect of love which is preached to you through my word time after time, and which will grant you enlightenment, so that you will grow in realization, so that you will attain the knowledge again which you had lost, so that you will completely live in truth again because you have entered into association with the eternal truth itself, which guided you into the right knowledge, as I promised you. Amen.